This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's growing.
You know, just saying that you don't see an equivalence in some ways, you know, it ought to be fairly easy, Mark, to say that violent extremists are bad. No?
Absolutely. Look, that's what everybody said about Donald Trump. They said, you know, condemning neo-Nazis is the easiest thing a president should be able to do. Well, condemning neo-communists should be pretty easy as well. I mean, what's amazing is that the Democrats have declared themselves the resistance. They're not just the opposition. They are the resistance. Antifa claims to be the pointy edge of the spear of that resistance. So it is incumbent on Democrats to make clear that they reject not just their violent tactics, but their ideology and their doctrines, just as it was incumbent on Republicans, and Republicans did make clear that they rejected the neo-Nazis and white supremacists.
I mean, we're talking about sort of, you know, the tips of these two movements. And then when you go down the chain a little bit, Jonathan, you have regular college students, you know, who think that they're on board something that is meaningful here. Why is that?
That's what worries me. Is first of all, you have academics who become enablers. People like Professor Bray, who's written this book and seems to support many of the values of this group, not necessarily all of them. But you have a lot of faculty that really support not just Antifa, but also speech codes and the erosion of free speech. We've had professors who have actively engaged in tearing down displays, even assaulting. In one case in California, pro-life demonstrators. She wasn't fired. She was criminally charged, but the faculty stood behind her. And so what's troubling is that we're losing our sense of values that define us as academic institutions.
It's real obvious, isn't it, Scott? I mean, you know, just as Mark Thiessen was saying, and we were talking earlier with Megan Barth, I mean, this is kind of a no-brainer. But this is what political correctness has brought us to where we're just, you know, there's no anchoring points of what, you know, what is moral, what's right, what's just. You know, we keep bringing up, you know, the warning that God gave us in the book of Isaiah that there will be that time. And it says, whoa, you know, when it says whoa, I mean, it's like it comes screaming at you. In other words, no bueno. When we have the, we live in those days when good is evil, evil is said to be good. And this is the kind of stuff that's going on right now. So no big surprise here, but the surprise is where is the voice of reason? Where is, you know, the pure voice, you know, the purity of the elements that could come in and offset this kind of negativity in spite of the mainstream media? I mean, we live in an information age. Yes, a lot of fake news and all that kind of stuff, and we always seem to focus on the things that, you know, are off kilter. And sometimes, you know, we have to be careful because when we focus so much on it, it's kind of like riding a motorcycle. You can be target focused on the wrong thing. And the very thing that you're trying to avoid is the very thing you end up hitting because you're so worried about it. And you talk so much about it. This is what I'm most concerned about, but you know, it's the nature of news, but I'm trying to offer some sort of, you know, sober balance here to where we realize, okay, it's there, but we need to address it. And I've been saying this for a while, is that we need to counter this movement in such a way to where we know what it is that we stand for. This is why I continue to steer us back to the Constitution, because I think it's such a brilliant document. And, you know, for people of faith, you've got the Word of God. And you've got the call every day and putting on the full armor of God to renew your mind. If you're not renewing your mind, you're leaving yourself vulnerable to the onslaught of this cultural, you know, think tank that has us unglued and unhinged because we're abandoning these core values. We're untethered. We've cast off restraint. So is it any wonder? So I caution, I admonish you to make sure that you stabilize those anchoring points and you speak up against this insanity.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Say it, because if we don't get this country back on track, we're going to have more of the same. But we seem to be moving in a better direction. I mean, it's been a long time since we saw a 3% GDP. But of course, after what's going on in Texas and Louisiana, particularly in Texas, with a fourth of our economy now compromised, will we be able to hold on to that 3% GDP? Time will tell, not to mention the things that we would expect Congress to do. But before we get too deep into this, I want to bring on national radio personality, college professor, motivational speaker. 27 years, I mean, you got to be looking at, you know, close to 30 now in the media. I mean, you know, I see her everywhere. She's just, you know, she's brilliant, and it's always great to have her on with us. I'm talking about Lauren Kitchen Stewart right now. Hey, Lauren, how are we doing?
I don't want to hear about the 27 years because I had a little kid in Channing's new school yesterday, and I think it's because she's a different color skin than me. Mm-hmm. Robin mm-hmm. keeps trying to walk me through. He's like, "Is that your grandmother?" I'm like, "Listen. Somebody guessed I was 25 last week, you little pest. That's what I wanted to say to you." I was so mad. I'm like, "Robin, I've got to do something. I can't go through life just thinking I'm her grandmother."
Oh, my goodness.
Everybody doesn't have their children when they're 10 or 15.
Exactly. Yes, right.
Yeah. I'm not sure about the whole thing. You can tell.
Well, I can tell you. You know, you're so balanced, you know. And this is why, you know, Jesus said they will know us by our love, huh?
I don't think that kid was thinking I was a Christian, but I did not say all that I wanted to say.
I bet.
Said, "You know what? I'm her mommy." And we're really having to walk through some things with racial differences because Channing is from Nepal in between mm-hmm. India and China, but uh-huh. she's dark skinned. She really looks kind of more black, like a black child.
Uh-huh.
And then our other child is from China, but, you know, he's deaf with a cochlear, so he doesn't hear any of that, so it doesn't affect him. But, you know, the kids will go, "Oh, you can be her mommy. You're different color skin." I'm like, "Okay, you need to go home and tell your mom to get a book on adoption and read about it." Like,
yes, really.
Yeah. So we're having to walk through those things, have conversations about it at home. And in the Deep South, it's probably worse. That's something that I loved living out west, you know, more for, because it's like people don't see color as much because you see such a variety of everything.
Well, exactly. Yeah, I'm in California. I think I may have mentioned to you, I was in church one Sunday, and the pastor was just, you know, checking out, see how many different cultures were in the sanctuary in that day. And the sanctuary holds about 1,200 people. There was 170 different cultures in the sanctuary on that Sunday. So to your point, yeah, we're so homogenized, and yet in some areas, I mean, you know, and you get these kids that are precocious, and of course, you know, they represent the family, and you, "Oh, Lord, let's pray for them." that they understand what's going on. But, you know, these are the same kids that are just going to be absolutely bonkers with the new curriculum that has these teachers mandated to teach about bathrooms. I mean, do you imagine what that little child's brain's going to be like now after all that?
No, I can't imagine. And we just had a really interesting week because our children, we've kind of shuffled them around a lot, not intentionally, but because we moved to a different city, still in the same state, but a completely different city. And we had an apartment in outside Memphis. Because that's where our little boy needed to go to school. And they're like, you know, get an apartment, then he can go to school here, and that'll just make things easier. So we're paying really...
Easier for who?
Easier.
You're turning into a gypsy.
Well, we had no choice because here, they were where we live, they were going to have to send him to Jackson, Mississippi School for the Deaf. We had just gotten him. They have to live there.
He wasn't
ready for that, and we didn't feel like we were ready to help him as far as education at home. So that's what we did last year, and it was very draining to drive that far. But we thought, you know what, it's for our kids. It's for a short amount of time. Right. Well, they came to us. They're both in the same public school this year. And they said, well, they can't stay here because this is not your primary residence. And I was like, wait a minute, we're paying more for this stinking apartment than most people do for a mortgage, but we're not eligible.
Right.
And so, you know, it ended up really being a God thing. And I don't know if a lot of you are dealing with the same type thing, but sometimes when things happen, you're like, but then you sit back and go, you know what, this is a blessing. And so we were able to move them to our church co-op homeschool. They had room for them still. It's right in our town, 10 minutes away. And so our lives have really become so much less stressful. And it's been a beautiful thing. But, you know, still just a lot to work through with being new homeschoolers.
Exactly.
So they're there 3 days a week, but then they're here 2 days a week. And I'm thinking, oh, my word, school is not like what it used to be. Now, they don't do Common Core here. But I mean, even early on, it's so different than the way we learned that I'm going, I hope I can do this.
Oh, you can. You can. It's so cool. I mean, hey, look, you're a college professor. I mean, this is all good stuff. You need Uncle Bill to come in and do some math. I mean, I'll be there. You know, just get me.
Listen, with the math, I definitely need Uncle Bill to come in. I mean,
yeah, give me the chalkboard. You know, we'll get it. No, but it is so cool because this is the thing that's so neat about the co-ops. You and I talked about it as well, you know, because we both, you know, talked with Sam Sorbo and the work that she's doing and her new book and everything. I mean,
Teach from love.
You know, people have been doing this for, you know, for a long time. And yeah, it's a little threatening when you first think about it, but, you know, when you think about what the kids are
normal.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And you think, you know, like you say, it's a God thing, because when you really, you know, a lot of people complain about the public school system. And of course, we see the results. I mean, we're paying as taxpayers just an incredible amount of money for such a poor return. We're going, there's got to be a better way. And people have figured this out for a long time. It's not like homeschooling just started yesterday. It's been going on for decades now. And the curriculum, the way these churches and different interest groups, how they've come together, Lauren. I mean, it's powerful. The networking, it's brilliant.
It's huge.
Yeah.
Well, and most people can do it now that couldn't before because of the churches. So if you both work or you feel like you can't afford it, just to give you all an idea, their tuition at our church co-op is less than the gas money by far was for us to drive them every day outside, you know, Memphis. So it's very reasonable. And they're learning about Jesus still, too. They're having Bible classes. And like these kids that kind of said something to Channing yesterday, I went to the principal and I said, hey, you know, we need to talk to them because these things are, they're kind of hurtful. So she said, you know what, this is a teaching moment. So she sat them down, talked to them about different colors, adoption, and they prayed about it. And she's like, you know, you want to love your sister in Christ. And, you know, at public school, that wouldn't happen. I mean,
oh, no way.
I was getting scolded because there was a cookie in her Lunchable, for heaven's sake.
Yes,
much
exactly.
Much less have time to, you know, talk about the deeper things in life. Yeah, it's a different world than it was 30 years ago. Like, I have been baffled, but now I've gone, okay, this is what it is. Now where do we go from here?
Okay.
And really wanting my children, you know, to be educated in the ways of the Lord, in being a good steward, in being a quality person with character. And I'm not saying they're not learning that, you know, in public school, but they're not learning about Jesus. I can tell you that right now.
Yeah, without a doubt. No question about it. When we come back, I'm going to get your impression on what's happening in Texas, how people are coming together. Mm-hmm. Let's forget. We're not talking Melania Stilettos, okay? So don't even bring it up, all right? We're going to talk about the unification of Americans coming together, and how many, how many other people from states represented to lend a hand right now when it's most needed. Lauren Kitchen Stewart is with us. More from Lolo right after this. Stay with us. It's 15 after the top of the hour.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
I've been taking One Rule Away for several years and experienced healing for a severe intestinal problem. A car accident and the deployment of an airbag caused 2 breaks and crushed bone in my left wrist. My arm swelled, yet pain was minimum. At one point, it was obvious to the eye that the bone was misaligned, and x-rays confirmed the break. Surgery was immediately scheduled. Upon awakening, the doctor entered and told me I was a very unusual case. He said that when he opened up my wrist, he expected to see raw, mangled, bruised, brown meat. Instead, the tissue was healthy and pink, and even right next to the broken bone, it was pretty. Yes, he actually said I had pretty tissue. During the 3 weeks between the break and the surgery, I became obsessed with taking One Rule Away. During that time, I was taking it 3 times a day. It seemed my body just craved it. It all beautifully healed in record time with no scar tissue.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit sgn80.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Another Spanish love song. You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Everybody's working for the weekend. Everybody wants a little man.
Bill Martinez live.
I don't think that's a Spanish love song. love song. I'm just saying. What are you doing to me here?
You like that? Stop doing me always, Larry.
This is a test. I mean, I don't know. I mean, you know, that's not a Spanish love song, but I guess maybe it's just that song in my heart that's just oozing out over, you know, the national and international airways here. I don't know, Lolo, but thank you. It's unbelievable.
So you haven't heard that before? That's a new one?
Yes. This is a new one.
You're on your toes.
Well, you know, this is our buddy, you know, our Los Angeles buddy that we love so much, Big Wave Dave, right?
Oh.
And so he comes. He just wants to just keep us on our toes, you know. So he has all kinds of fun. You know, I was mentioning to you off air. You know, when I'm in Long Beach, I stay, you know, at a friend's house with his mother is. 88 years old, retired teacher. She is a doll. I mean, she is just such a precious woman. I love her dearly. Anyway, a year ago, Big Tommy, 5 days from being remarried, he passed away, had a brain bleed, passed away. And so we were able to take him out to sea and, you know, lay his ashes out there in the ocean off the coast of Long Beach. Really cool. And there's this organization. I mean, you know, we've had a dickens of a time trying to find somebody. I mean, you know, before, remember, you had the Neptune Society and that sort of thing that would be able to distribute the ashes on the sea. A lot of people think, hey, it's no problem. You know, you just throw the ashes over, you know, some bridge or something, you know, that kind of
deal.
Well,
people see the movies where people like, drive out in the desert and release the ashes, like they go out in a boat and they just put them wherever. So most of us think that when you want to scatter someone's ashes, you just do it wherever you want to.
Right.
The average person thinks that.
Well, yeah, but, you know, especially in California, I mean, all the laws and regulations and everything like that, I mean, it's like you could end up in jail, you know, if they catch you with this. You know, they're, you know, California's sanctuary everything, but not ashes, I guess. So, you know, but that's a whole nother discussion. But anyway, Captain Pat O'Connor, we're going to have him on the air. We're going to talk to him. His organization, Angels to Ashes, the Scattering of Ashes at Sea. He does a lot with, Lauren, he does a lot with, Arlington, in Southern California, out in Riverside, where he takes, vets, you know, these vets who die and they have no family and, you know, when he takes their ashes out to sea and scatters them. And I tell you, it is really, really special. And he does an outstanding job there. And I had not known about this organization. If I did, you know, we might have been able to take care of the situation with Big Tommy a long time ago. But it was, as things worked out, you know, and we were all talking about this, is that God's plan, it always trumps everything. You know, God knew exactly when this needed to happen, even though, you know, it kind of, personally, it kind of bothered me. I kept thinking, well, gosh, you know, we need to distribute his ashes. We don't need to, you know, have. But anyway, we were able to do it. And it was like 1 year to the day, as things would work out, 1 year to the day. And privileged to meet Pat O'Connor, who is the president of Angels, the Angels Ashes, the Scattering of Ashes at Sea. So a really neat deal. So that was part of my week and wrapping things up as I head back to the East Coast just in time to maybe say hello to Hurricane Irma, right? I mean, and it looks like that might be a Cat 5, and there's a possibility, they're saying, that it could go south and maybe hit the Gulf Coast. I don't know, the Gulf Coast could handle any more water right now.
We had
a
lot
time.
Of water here today. We're in Mississippi, and I was telling you off the air that it was bad. I mean, it was really tumultuous. We had to get our kids early out of school. We couldn't see to drive. And I was thinking, you know, this is just a touch of what they're getting in other parts of the country and in Texas. And thinking about, what was it, 55 inches or something, or
yeah, over 50 inches. It's incredible. Whatever it was like in 3 days is what they normally take in a year. Trillions of gallons of water. I mean, you watch what's going on, and it's just amazing to me what they've been able to go through. And for the most part, you know, we talk about the, you know, the Texans resolve, and I think it's the American resolve as well, how people are coming there to help and to serve. We've been talking with Gary LeBlanc, with his ministry, called Mercy Chefs. And they've been there from day one, you know, serving hot meals to first responders and now to the victims themselves. I mean, thousands of meals they've been serving up there with Mercy Chefs. And I will say that if you want to donate, go to mercychefs.com. And we've donated as well. And, you know, join the effort there. They're doing a lot of great work. And, of course, Gary's been calling in, giving us, you know, updates as to what's going on. So that a million cars have been destroyed, Lauren, you know. I mean, the devastation, this is going to be a long haul in terms of rebuilding. This isn't going to go away here. You know, this is just incredible. And then you think of all the individual stories, the heroes, you know, over 40 people have passed away as a result of this storm. Yeah, this is, well, if this doesn't draw you to God, I don't know what will.
Well, to see the volunteers, like Robin and I were talking last night, he said, honey, did you see all those people lined up? Just hundreds and hundreds of people lined up. I mean, people at first thought that the line was for folks that needed assistance. No, it was for people lining up to help, lining up to volunteer their time, lining up to give what they could in others' time of need. And that was something that really blessed our heart. I mean, from saying, wow. You know, Texas is amazing, but we've seen that in other parts of the country too when tragedy strikes. And this is a time that's, it's devastating, but it's a time where we can really come together as Americans and love one another well and volunteer and give donations. And I think it's something that our heart needs to be reminded of because we can get so caught up and muddied up in all the politics and the and then we forget what's important. And when you see people losing their homes, their lives, their everything they've ever had, and my husband's an insurance agent. He said 50% of those people had no insurance.
Well, they're saying higher than that.
To some degree.
They're saying higher. Yeah, higher as far as water flood insurance, they're saying as high as 80%. And then I anecdotally, they were interviewing one gal, and she said, you know, the gal on the phone was telling her, oh, we got good news for you. You're going to get the maximum. And the maximum was like $250,000. Well, she lives in a $1 million home. Well, you know, who's going to make up the other $750,000? And this is the thing where, you know, people need to consider. I know we talk a lot about the effectiveness of government, and this is where government needs to step up. This is where our money really counts when, you know, as tax-paying citizens, need to come alongside. You can't allow a fourth of your economy just to go into the ditch here. I mean, you know, this is on the heels of seeing a 3% GDP the first time in eight plus years that we've seen an 3% GDP. Things are, you know, on the rise, you know, jobs and job creation and all the things, the good things the Trump administration is doing and trying to do in spite of the resistance, you know, from those that do not want this president to succeed for partisan reasons. And hopefully, you know, that partisanship can be set aside. And there seems to be a little crack in the wall here. And I might be a little bit encouraged here, Lauren, that we're going to get some Democratic cooperation, especially when it comes to helping the people here in Texas, because we've got to make sure that they come back and they come back strong because we need them. You know, we already we're in a situation where we needed all hands on deck. We can't afford to have a fourth of our economy go under.
Well, and for our tax dollars. Wouldn't we all feel so much better to know our tax dollars are being set aside to help others that need it, like in these situations, not funding programs that we don't believe in,
right,
that, you know, our God would not believe in? I mean, that's where our money needs to go. And I heard that Donald Trump gave like $1 million or more.
Yeah, gave $1 million himself.
People,
exactly.
Own pocket. And I thought, you know what, that's very encouraging and that blesses my heart.
But he's not empathetic, though.
Not at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's an argument you just want to go, I have nothing to say. Really? Well, I mean, you don't have a response because actions are speaking for his heart.
Yeah, for me, I'm looking for happy hour when things like that happen. I'm just saying. Lauren Kitchens. Exactly. Lauren Kitchens Stewart.
Hey.
I know, really. Well, we'll talk later about it. 29 after right now.
dear friends in Christ, the Reverend Michael Spurlock.
From the studio that brought you War Room and Miracles from Heaven comes All Saints, a new pastor's first assignment to close a struggling church.
I think God's with me.
He wants us to save this little church by making the land into a farm.
From a seed of faith grows hope.
Look back where we started.
We are not where we started. We're somewhere completely new.
All Saints, starring John Corbett, rated PG, parental guidance suggested. Now playing. For tickets and showtimes, go to allsaintsmovie.com.
If you want term life insurance, call Life Quotes. We guarantee you the lowest prices, or we will pay you $500. Plus, get up to $1 million in term life insurance with no medical exam. You do need term life insurance. Call Life Quotes now.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And when your identity is hacked, it's a nightmare. Hi everyone, Paul with Liberty ID. Did you know that children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Is your family prepared? Identity monitoring will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does. Here's an exciting offer for listeners to this station. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. That's right, $129 a year. Use promo code free trial and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's libertyid.com, promo code free trial. Prepare your family for less than half what other companies charge for only monitoring. libertyid.com, promo code free trial. libertyid.com, the name in identity theft restoration.
For more information and the interviews you love, go to BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, we're back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Don't forget, for more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Drop me an email. Love to hear from you. Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. We got a popular historian with us right now. Is saying and explaining why Barcelona is not the last radical Islamic attack Europe will face. Dr. Benjamin Wacker joins us right now. Dr. Wacker, good to have you with us on Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
I'm doing fine, and thanks for having me.
Great to have you here. Dr. Wacker is a senior fellow at the Veritas Center for Ethics and Policy, director of human life studies at Franciscan University of Steubenville, and author of the book The Reformation 500 Years Later, 12 Things You Need to Know. So we're going to have a quite the discussion on the Reformation and these things that we should know. Dr. Wacker, before we get there, I want to address, the headline that that your publicist threw my way, and that is why Barcelona is not the last radical Islamic attack Europe will face.
Yes, and I'm not happy to give that news because we all want it to go away, but it won't.
Right.
And our belief that, this will be the last attack, we'll just sweat this one out, is really based on an ignorance of history. And that's pretty simple, I hope, to clarify. Barcelona in Spain is part of the conquered territory that Islam got in the 700s.
Mm-hmm.
And so it considers it rightly theirs. That is, Allah has given, them this conquered territory. And over the centuries from the origin of Islam, from the 600s, 700s, 800s, all the way down, every century, there's continual persecution of Christians and Jews and expansion of Islam.
Mm-hmm.
So the having been driven out of Spain in the centuries following the 700s, Islam has always wanted to reconquer that territory. And 500 years ago, at the time of the Reformation, Islam was really at the height of its power. It was about to take over Europe. It in fact had made headway in Eastern Europe. It had taken over Constantinople, and that for Islam, it was the Ottoman Caliphate at that time.
Exactly.
This is the time. You know, Allah has given Europe into our hands.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't happen
mm-hmm.
then, but 500 years later, it is happening now. Not only through terror, but through immigration. So, from the Muslim point of view, you don't give up the lands that Allah has given you, and Spain is just one of those lands, but then so is all of Europe.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you know, to your point, and I appreciate you saying that, is that, you know, they're looking for validation, you know, like anybody, you know, is God really showing this? Or do we got the right sign? And you look at immigration policies, refugee situations that have happened in Europe, it's like it's all ripe for the picking, isn't it?
Well, yes, and part of that is caused by secularization. That is one of the things that you find in Europe that is the crystal clear sign of what is going wrong, is that the churches are emptied because it's been largely de-Christianized,
mm-hmm.
but the Muslims are taking over those empty churches and making them into mosques.
Exactly.
Now, in 1500s, they were going to do that with a sword.
Mm-hmm.
They took over the Hagia Sophia in Constantinople, changed a beautiful Christian church into a mosque. That's what was supposed to happen all the way across Europe. And so now they see it happening. They're walking into the church.
Yes.
Right? I mean, yeah. They come in with authority. You walk in and take it over. There are no Christians there. And so a secularized, de-Christianized Europe is literally, just as you said, it's a vacuum.
Mm-hmm.
And into that, they are rushing or walking or being invited or sometimes trying to take over through more violent means.
Exactly. Now, the Europeans that are there, that are watching this take place, Dr. Weicker, I mean, what are they thinking?
Well, apparently not much. I mean, they're horrified, I think. They don't understand why the Muslims won't act like Unitarians or Methodists or Baptists or whatever.
Exactly.
You know,
yeah.
Why what are you doing? And
yeah.
So they have an ignorance of the history of Islam, and that's coupled with a weird thing that comes out. This also has its roots 500 years ago, a kind of secular atheist rejection of Christianity, which had the weird backlash result of the secularists affirming Islam is better. And so for 300 or 400 years now, Europe has been in the grip of this weird thing, saying nothing is worse than Christianity and no religion. And well, we'll say no religion is what they want.
Mm-hmm.
But if you got to have one, Islam is way better than Christianity. So it persecutes Christians and welcomes Muslims, and then can't figure out why the Muslims are trying to blow them up.
And why they're being overwhelmed. And, of course, the guys are the ones that are saying, hey, yeah, let's go with this religion. And the women are going, well, wait a minute here. You know, I'm not going into a burqa and give up my driving privileges.
Yeah, and as if that were, and sometimes you hear people making that, like that's the most important point
mm-hmm.
in the difference between Islam and Christianity. That's not the most important point. There'll be a radical cultural transformation such as hasn't been seen for hundreds of years in the West when things get fully Islamicized. And you see that in the pockets where it's happened in Europe. That's the end of both Christianity and secularism.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's no, and within these no-go zones, hey, there's no liberalism there.
Oh, exactly. Well,
yeah.
you know, we look at, we don't have to go that far back, but, you know, to your point, you know, just look what happened to Iran, how quickly that changed, right?
Yeah. Absolutely. And you know, it's a big mess over there, and it's been a big mess. But one of the things that makes it messy is to be confused about the actual history of Islam.
Mm-hmm.
So Muslims are angry at the Ottoman Caliphate being taken from them in Turkey. And then they tried to bring secularism into Turkey. Well, that was a violation, a fundamental violation. You couldn't do anything worse to Muslims than disband their caliphate. That's like the papacy for them.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
Yeah, so you can't, if you take that apart and then you try to impose this alien view, this alien to Christianity as well, and do so by force, they're going to get angry. So they've been waiting in, you know, like the 80 or so years since that's occurred. And in the back of their mind is, you know, in 1500, we almost had Europe. Mm. We were knocking on the gates of Vienna.
Yes,
we had
right.
Gone all along the Danube. We'd gone into. Mm. So they look at this as Allah is finally giving them what they, what he providentially commanded them to take.
Mm-hmm. Well, and then, you know, in light of this, whether it's Spain or Turkey, all these areas that were all under the caliphate, then, you know, there is this, you know, this desire, this sense of entitlement and destiny that they're back in the fold again, right?
Yeah, and you can understand when it looks, when Muslims look at Europe, they see what they see. Christianity is severely weakened.
Mm-hmm.
It's weakened by de-Christianization. It's weakened by an aggressive secular attempt to push Christianity out of the public square. And we have the problem of a disintegration from within Christianity. That, too, has its roots 500 years ago. Mm-hmm. And so what it sees is a degraded hedonistic culture, which is a kind of an outgrowth for them of Christianity, say, this is what Christianity does. If you let it have its way, it turns into secular Europe.
Exactly.
So they look at it as, you know, this is decaying Christianity. So they still think they're fighting the infidel. He's just more unfaithful than he was before.
Mm-hmm. And certainly, I mean, you can, you know, appreciate that kind of thinking and how they've reasoned that out. You know, because of the secularization, not only of the state, but even the church itself has been compromised, right?
It has, and that's certainly a long story that we can get into, as though it's been compromised for both from within and without, and so we can't just blame the secularists. We have to look at ourselves, too, and that's one of the reasons that I go back 500 years to the Reformation and say, okay, Catholics and Protestants,
right,
we got to humbly share the blame here. What did we do wrong?
Exactly. Where did we make the wrong turn? No doubt about it.
Yeah.
Dr. Benjamin Weicker is with us. We're going to do that very thing that we just mentioned to do. Good stuff here. His new book, Reformation 500 Years Later, 12 Things You Need to Know. We're going to get into it deeper on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our bank failure survival guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
It's about time someone had the courage to say it. Bill Martinez, live.
We've got to speak up, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, you just cannot sit back. It's an all-hands-on-deck kind of thing here. If we're going to get this country back on track and to realize the human potential, the dreams that you're dreaming, the dreams that keep you up at 3 o'clock in the morning, and you go, I know this can happen. Well, it can. But we've got to get some of these encumbrances out of the way. Dr. Benjamin Weicker is with us, popular historian, senior fellow at the Veritas Center for Ethics and Policy, Director of Human Life Studies at Franciscan University of Steubenville, author of 12 books, including his popular guide, 10 books that screwed up the world, The Darwin Myth, and Answering the New Atheism, who he co-authored with Scott Hahn. And Dr. Weicker, we want to talk and get into more detail of your brand new book, The Reformation 500 Years Later, 12 Things You Need to Know, and Looking in the Rear Mirror. There was so much to understand and appreciate what we should have learned from that period of time.
Yeah, and to tie in with our previous conversation in the first half, one of the things is how pressing was the threat of Islam at that time, and it had an interesting effect. That is, it made many think that they were living in the last days.
Yes.
And that this was it, you know. So in a way, to say to Luther, what do you think 500 years from now it's going to look like, wouldn't have made sense.
Right.
Because he believed that interestingly enough, I say, that Islam was the rod punishing Europe for its sins. And that was going to usher in the last days, and so the Pope was the Antichrist, and he was criticized for that because it sounded like he was affirming Islam. So there was all kinds of complexities about that, that people don't know about. That is, the role of Islam at that time. But one of the things, there's many things I want to make people aware of. For example, Catholics. I'm a Catholic. Okay, Catholics,
yes.
Listen.
Right.
So there were really bad popes. Just learn that, okay?
Yes.
I'm going to tell you who they were and what they did. And Martin Luther wasn't talking about the wind. There was a problem there, and it was a long-standing problem. So that's kind of my bowl of humility that I think Catholics have to
Well, and, yeah, without a doubt. Dr. Weicker was part of Martin Luther's boldness brought on because he had this sense of urgency that he was, you know, we were in the last of the last days. Did that
Absolutely.
Contribute? Yeah.
Yeah, and he wasn't the only one. This was all over Europe. And it wasn't just, you know, having Islam really ready on the edge to take over Europe. Mm. It looked like they were going to do it. It was the fact that there was a plague running through. People think that there was, the Black Plague, the middle of the 1300s. That same plague was still going through Europe. In fact, one of Luther's brothers was killed by it. So you have this impending darkness, that something has to happen because it's all going to break loose. And that kind of urgency probably made Luther imprudent in how he was dealing with trying to get the papacy to reform. And he's, you know, he said some things, he did some things that I'm not sure if he could see 500 years later what happened, whether he might have done. But again, he didn't think it was going to be 500 years later.
Right.
He believed it was the last time.
Well, he backed him into a corner, didn't he?
Well, in that sense, I mean, you've got a papacy that refused to reform.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the truth of it.
Yeah.
And it was corrupted at the top, and it was resisting what Luther was doing. And Luther issued the challenge, you know, he just rejected everything about the church and tried to root Christianity in scripture alone. And that caused the backlash, immediately because he soon found that those who took his position came out with different conclusions. So he ended up fighting, as it were, literally on two fronts against, the Catholics on one side and then against an array of Protestants on his side, whom he condemned equally as tools of Satan. He was very, very clear about, you know, seeing everyone as an enemy in that sense.
Yeah. Could you imagine if he had the Twitter world available to him?
sorry, that caught me off. Surprise there.
No.
That's beautiful. I'm going to steal that.
Okay, no, my gift to you, it's absolutely free.
Right.
You know, you get bonuses here when you come on Bill Martinez Live, I'm telling
exactly
you.
Exactly right. It's not all giving. It's just,
yeah.
Well,
right.
It's true. There was the world of Twitter was introduced then. It was called the printing press.
Yes, the Gutenberg, yes.
The Gutenberg press. And, you know, one of the first things off the printing press, people think of just like churning out Bibles 24 hours a day. Well, the first thing was actually in the 1400s. It was an indulgence,
mm-hmm.
and in fact, it was the fact that you could print the indulgences that made them such a popular form of the bishops and the papacy getting money.
Yeah.
So weirdly enough,
it's like coupons,
It's like coupons. Yeah.
Exactly. It's kind of crazy.
The Twitter analogy, which is so beautiful, actually occurred then because people could fire off anything. And they did fire off and do it quickly in these 8-page pamphlets that were basically one sheet folded over. They could print those, they could send them all over, and it had the exact same effect as Facebook and Twitter, where people say things that they probably wouldn't have said if they could have counted to 25.
Yeah, right.
But boom, you know, it's like push the button. It was like, hey, take this out, get it on the press, and the press loved it. They haven't changed.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, the press. Notice what we're saying.
Yes.
Because they made oodles of money.
Sure.
They wanted controversy. Controversy sold books and pamphlets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you've got to have that. I mean, they're in the business to make money. People do that, which they get rewarded for. So, I mean, you can't expect the media to have, some sort of restraint. And, of course, it's really out of control these days. But, even then, it was still this new invention that you were able to get the word out in such such an accelerated manner compared to years previous.
Yes, and I think imprudently so. That is, on all sides, you know, we think potty mouth but it's not. They were pretty vulgar in their pronunciations. A lot of it is cleaned up when we do translations,
right?
But they were pretty nasty, and one of the things that occurred then, which should sound familiar, is also the rise of pornography occurred in the 1500s, yes, because of the printing press. So in a way, when we look back 500 years, we say, you know, we didn't learn a whole lot since then.
Right.
At least seem to have the same problems and not learn lessons from history that might save us a few lumps.
It's the base part of our humanity, all fallen individuals, and that is amazing. I hadn't even thought about that, Dr. Weicker. Good point that, here it is. You have this new invention that can be used for good or bad, and the human element being what it is, can't help itself. So now here we have the age of pornography proliferating right off the heels of the Bible being put out, right?
Absolutely. And also back then, we think we had the new atheists, with Dawkins and all those folks.
Mm, right.
The new atheists are actually back in the 1500s.
Mm.
Those are the new atheists. So one of the things that the printing press enabled was not only to print Bibles, but to print things that were circulated that attacked the Bible.
Mm.
So it wasn't just attacking Catholics. It was attacking the Bible, and with the rise of atheism in began mostly in Italy in the 1400s, you have the rise of modern secularism. You have the rise of the attack on Christianity, the belief if we remove Christianity, then we would have a much better world. That's not the 20th century. That's the 1500s.
Right.
And
right.
The printing press spread that all over Europe at the same time. So, that same problem that the attack of Christianity by the secularists, mm. that was back then, and we're heir to that problem, and it's only gotten worse.
Well, actually, I mean, if you want, go all the way back to Jesus after the crucifixion, you always had that dynamic tension of who was going to control society, right? And now you have this force, God himself, and you've got these band of rebels that are willing to die for the cause. I mean, when you think about this, and then, of course, Jesus was up front saying, look, they persecuted me, get in line.
Yeah, really. Yeah, and that's another thing I bring up in the book, mm-hmm. that, in order to understand the Reformation in context, you really have to go back and realize that for 1,500 years prior to Luther, there had been one Reformation after another. You read the New Testament, and you already see there's confusion, there's infighting.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
There's this person is doing this,
yeah.
this church has gone bad, and you have to point that out, so you say, well, if there's been a lot of reformations from the very beginning with a small r, what made the one in the 1500s be the capital R Reformation? And so I spend a lot of time in the book saying, this is what made it distinct, and what we find out is that there were many who wanted the disunity of Christianity actively at that time.
Right.
And that helped to splinter apart any attempt at reform,
mm-hmm.
and some of those are still with us today, I go through nationalism, secularism, and Islam as well.
Right.
Christianity makes all of these more strong.
Yeah, without a doubt, and certainly, this was kind of, the pushback of the overwhelming influence of the church at the time, where there was this breaking out that needed to occur, and once again, God in his ultimate plan and purpose finds a way to scatter thought here, doesn't he?
I think so. And what we're finding out today is Catholics and Protestants are lining up together. We're being brought together in a way that hasn't happened in the last 500 years. The sad truth is a lot of it has to do with the fact that we're being commonly persecuted by secularism and Islam. But it's
exactly. Together. Well, we got to leave it right there, Dr. Weicker. We got to have you back on Bill Martinez Live. Appreciate it. Thank you. Good stuff here.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, What are you waiting for?
The answer to be